Simarei Sadik Dalid, Dine Orla. We are not learning anything about Brismila in this sugya. Orla here refers to the dinim of an Orla tree, which is any tree that was planted where the Torah prohibits use of the tree, of the fruits of the tree, for the first 3 years. The first 3 years are called Orla, and these dinim are noyig in Eretz Yisrael, Alts Gezeres HaKosov. Any mitzvah tluya ba'aretz in the Torah is automatically nagei in Eretz Yisrael. And mehalach l'maishu m'sinai, it's noyig in Chutz La'aretz as well. And a fundamental difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, all part of the halach l'maishu m'sinai, is that in Eretz Yisrael it has a din of a regular deraisa, suffix deraisa l'chumra. And in Chutz La'aretz, halach l'maishu m'sinai, that Orla in Chutz La'aretz sveikai mutter. That's going to be a very basic theme of the whole simon, that it's Gzeres HaKosev, that Orla Chutz La'aretz is mutter in the case of a Safik, despite the fact that it's a din Torah. Okay, this is the sort of the rule for the simon as we begin. Now, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel discuss what part of a tree becomes aser als dine arla. Which portion of the tree? Is it the wood? Is it the fruit? So let's learn these three sifim, and we get a very clear seder hadvarim with almost no machlaikis. Hanetea eitz meichel, someone who plants a fruit tree, meinolai gimel shadim me'es netiyasai, he counts 3 years from the time it's planted. Now, we are going to learn the Sif Dalid, how to count the 3 years, which is not exactly for when it's planted, it's for when it takes root. We'll get to that later. But the basic rule is 3 years. The Chol Peirosh, Yiyu, Bay, B'Sayi, Kibbul Shadim, Asurim, Ba'anah, La'aylam. And any fruit that grows within those 3 years are Asur and Anah forever. The tree is not forever. The tree is only the first 3 years, the crops are the first 3 years. But something that grows in those first 3 years is also forever. Bein ikarapri, the fruit itself, bein hagarinim, or the seeds, bein haklipais, or the peels, kagan klipi agaizim v'rimayinim, such as peels which are normally used either for animal food or for even for dyeing cloth, v'aneit shalahem, and their flour, v'hazagim v'garinim shalanovim, and the all the parts of a grape, including the seeds and the shell, v'temer ha'osimehem, or drinks that are made from these peels of the fruit, v'hapagim v'hatmorim she'enem esbashlim, and things that don't fully ripen, v'anovim shalaku, or grapes that were once good and they became damaged, they're not so good, v'enigmarim b'bishulon, and they're not perfectly ripe. Kulam chayavim ba'arla p'tur meravai. All these things are chayiv in arla and potter from neta ravai. V'yesh v'sha'isa t'marim she'em ispashon av paravai. Now, what is the rule? The first 3 years is arla. The fourth year, it says, netar is neta ravai. We're going to learn the rules of neta ravai and sivav, which thing means things that grow in the fourth year, but then like Maisa Sheini, they have to be in Yerushalayim, you could be paid to them. Now, 1 second. Why Arla applies to all these things and not Ravai? So we take a look in the Shach. Shach Beis, Bein Iker, Diksiv Es Piriyai, Es HaTofel Piriyai. How do you know that Dine Arla applied to the peel of a fruit? It's a riboy of S. As you know, Shimon HaMasuni HaYadayrish Kala Eser Shabbatayra, and Rabbi Kiva finished off the job. And S is Marba, something that's secondary to the Iker. So S Piriyai teaches you S HaTafla Piriyai, that the peel also has a din of Arla. Sivkat Dalit, the Shach says, Petura Miravai. The Beneta Ravai Ksiv Piriyai V'loi Ksiv S. There it says kol period. It doesn't say s period. So it doesn't say s, and therefore dashina priata pay devalay masha'ina pri. The dina ravai applied to the fruit and not to the peel. So there's a kasuv that it applies to the peel and for arla, and does not apply to the peel for netta ravai. So here there is a fundamental machlaitis, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. How does it work? If there would be no gezeres hakasuv, the peel is included in the fruit, or the peel is and the seeds are part of the fruit, except with gezeres hakasuv to exclude it, or are the peel and are the peels not part of the fruit, except with gezeres hakasuv to include it? In other words, how do we define a fruit? If you have an apple, the peel of the apple is part of the apple. If you have an orange, the peel of the orange is not normally eaten. Is the peel of the orange, is taich the fruit, the peel of the orange? Well, no, it's not part of the orange. S period, wherever it says S, it's maisif S period. But if it doesn't say S, then it's not. That's very unclear, because if you look at the Shach in Dalid, he doesn't say b'netta revayk siv period of like siv s period. He says no s, so it's just the fruit. He says darshina priyata paida of like masheina pri. In other words, you need a drasha to make it ice pri, or a drasha to make it part of the pri. What's an afkamina? What's an afkamina? I understand, but we already have s period that arla applies. And we have kol period that Arla, that Ravai doesn't apply. I have a mishtabur in my hand. So where does it apply? Where does this come up? The shaila that they argue about is whether you make a bari priya eitz on a peel of a fruit that you make edible. Yeah. You make edible. Mishtabur talks about klipas pamarensin, which I understand is oranges. What? Oranges. So klipas pamarensin sheh mitun ganim bidvash. Apparently, I never tried it. Chocolate covered orange peels. Or honey glazed orange peels. What bracha? No, the peel. If you're eating the peel, is the peel bayer priha eitz? It's part of the fruit. Or is the peel not part of the fruit? It's something else. If a tree has more than one peri, the second peri doesn't get our eitz. What bracha do you make on orange peel? You make shahakol? Anybody else? But Tachsid also. There are three possibilities.
If you don't call the peel one of the categorized
leaves also. Leaves, there's no shali, you don't make eitz. If a tree has a fruit, a slav tree has a fruit that's edible, and the leaves that are edible. So the question is, do you look at the peel as part of the pri or not? So it's interesting, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Reish Beis, Sivkotin Lamites, very short Mishnah Brura. Linyi klipas pamaransin, shabitugim midvash, yeteyesh ben achrayinim, mlevarach aleim shahakol, I bear priyates, I bear priyadama. The three choices. What do you think? What are the three choices? Shahakol, ha'eitz, adama. Why ha'eitz? Because it's part of the pri. Why adama? Because anything that's the second fruit on a tree goes down a level. Why shahakol? Maybe because it's inferior. So he brings here three shitas. He attributes the bar priyates to the Magen Avraham, etc. And the bar priyadama to the Taz and those that follow him. And the shahakol to the Eliyahu Rabba, the Prima Gadim, and the Alas Tamid, to make shahakos. It's a machlokes. If you look in the Makar, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, which is where I looked, they're arguing on this idea of es period, es hatafala period. Magen Avraham says to make a eitz, says that es period teaches us that it's included, that it's part of the fruit. The klip is part of the fruit, and Mimela, you make a bar priyaitz. That's what he says. He says neta ravai. He grabs says different than the shach. He says neta ravai is excluded from a hekish to my sheni. that the fruit that appeal doesn't apply. But the etzem, as periyai tells us a rule, the peel is part of the fruit.
But as far as the bracha is concerned, he doesn't follow his own rule, where Mishnah Berurah specifically says if the tree was not planted for that purpose, you make shahakul. For example,
No, that's not true. You make a mistake. A tree that has a normal fruit, it doesn't matter if it's planted for that purpose.
What do you make on fresh almonds?
So we'll talk about the almonds later, but now we're talking about the peels. The Lamaiser Magen Avraham says es piria is a gilu l'chalatayra kula, that appeal is part of a fruit. The Taz says fakarit. He says you need exeris because of es piria, es atafel piria. If not for es piria, then the Taz is grabbed in Reish Dalid, Sivkot and Tes. He's quoting a Tshuva Sarajba, who says since you need es piria, if I say every other time, it's not included in the fruit.
Peels and seeds are the same.
What?
Peels and seeds are the same.
I don't know. If the chayre, if es piria is teaching us garinim as well, then it should be. It should be the same.
Seeds, down a level.
No, because pumpkin seeds is nothing else to eat. That's the fruit.
That's the
fruit. But again, anyway, this is at least a part of this sif that's a shtikel negeh lahalacha for other for arachayim. Grad, it's a very confusing topic. The peel of a fruit for dinei bayrer. For hilchis bayrer, what the din of a peel is a very confusing topic. I'll tell you why. We are not like the Mishnah Berurah. We grow up, we're taught, is bayrer on a peel. You're only allowed to peel a fruit or an egg, samach le'suda, because it's bayrer and you're separating the peel from the fruit. You're allowed to separate cells because that's the derech, it's on top. But it has to be right before the meal. So if you want to mash your eggs for the suda, it has to be right before the meal. Why? No problem mashing. The problem is the peeling. Taking off the peel, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the adine bayer on peeling a fruit. And the Shabbat deraisa, we're all machmir. No shot. Darach HaShulchan goes to town on this. Darach HaShulchan in Shnei Tess, I think from Chav Beis to Chav Dalet around, he says he doesn't know what he was talking about. What kind of bayer on a peel? Peel is not a mixture. There's no mixture there. There's a mixture. It's a peel and there's a fruit. You take the tablecloth off the table. That's bayer. Same thing. It's covering the table. No one says take a tablecloth off the table. It's bayer. Why do you take an egg peel off an egg? Why is it bayer?
Part of the tablecloth is not part of the table.
So why should that make it worse? Maybe it should make it better. I don't know. If you take the plastic off a package of plates, you rip off the plastic around it. What's the difference after or before? Why should that make it worse?
Because
it's stuck to it. So a shrink wrap that's stuck to it, it would also be better. So listen, Darach HaShulchan, he shries gavalt. He says, what's the makar? For those who hold this in Issa Bayer, in Shinya Tess, in Ilchus Bayer, zero, zilch, is not a word about peels in Shinya Tess, in Dine Bayer. In Shin Chaf Aleph, which is Shar Dine Tikkun Suda, name of the Simin is Assorted Dinim, the Tailish Taichet Tikkun Eichel, Maver Velash, all the Shar Dine Tikkun Eichel. The Ramah at the end brings also look like Shuman of Bitsalim to Shekaila Flahaniach. The Ramah at the end of the Simon brings there's an Issa to peel Shuman of Bitsalim. Mishnah Berurah has a hard time. Why there's an Issa? He has a number of Stevis to the Bavli from the Yerushalmi. Now Chashulchan says it's not talking about Bayer here at all. So you have Dosh. Dosh applies to peels that it's not the Derev to peel at home. That it's a derech to peel on the producer level, not on the consumer level. It has nothing to do with bayer. What are we going to do? It's a shava deraisa. Even though the tainus of Darach HaShulchan are very strong tainus, Darach HaShulchan, the Shinya Tess is chav to chav beis. Even though his tainus are strong, what are we going to do? Shava deraisa. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. But this shaila of a peel is like something extra to the fruit. Or not. It's It's a Arachaim Shaila as much as it's a Yeridash. Now, getting back to our life. The Gabi Arla Ruvino Shaila, it's the edible part of the fruit, L'chatchila, just like the thing. The Gabi Abracha, I think it's also no Shaila, because it's eaten together with the. If somebody were to peel off an apple peel, eat it separately, it probably would be the regular Haitzel at everybody, because the apple peel is seen as part of the fruit. You always have apple out of it. That's not the reason. The reason is, let's say you bake an apple and you take off the peel. I think so. I think it would always be our eggs. Yes. Excellent. I think in the back it says such a good, the blank page in the back.
Very far in the back.
A peel like an orange peel, it's not usually eaten. What? It's sometimes eaten. Some that's potla daitai. The rule is that somebody that's only nechalai dead chak, someone likes raw onion. So it's only nechalai dead chak, you always make shahakol because it's only eaten ay dead chak. So that's why. Now, Sif Beis and Gimel just sort of finish off Sif Aleph. Sif Beis continues, where does Arla apply? Aval, Ha'olin, the leaves, Halulavim, the soft wood that grows with it, Megifanim, or juice that's taken from the vine, Dailuk Shchaitin Agef and Naitif Mimenu, Kvaimayim. Mutarim Misham Arla. There's no Arla on the wood of the tree, on the leaves of the tree. The rest of the tree, let's say somebody wants to take the tree and make it, use it for firewood. So there's no Issa Hanor on the rest of the tree. And Sif Gimel adds, what? Stuffed leaves, grape leaves doesn't apply. That's what it says here. Befarish only a tofel apli, only the things that grow with the pre, and not the things that grow next to the pre.
So there's no problem with grape leaves.
No problem with grape
leaves.
There's no Arlong grape leaves. If you don't like it, it's also no problem. But before I said the flower, so I should mention we included the flower, but the Shach Gimel says it means the flower that's on the fruit itself. Shach Gimel says klimer. Shall I remind him? Pirush Rashi, a perach shall gabi apitma. It doesn't mean a separate flower, right? Trees flower. Some flowers have buds that grow into a fruit, and some flowers remain flowers. What remains a flower? That's olim. When we said that flowers are included in the Isser, it means a flower that's part of the tree itself, and not a flower that's just part of fruit itself, and not something that grows on the tree like a leaf grows on the tree. That's not. What? All fruit grows like that. There's a flower. If you look at a tree and it's flowering, some have buds and some don't. The ones that become impregnated, so to speak, by the bees, those become a fruit.
So the blossom itself or
female? The leaves of the blossom.
The blossom itself.
The leaves that are blossom usually fall off when the fruit grows. I assume those are leaves. Because that's what the Shach Gimel is coming to Bavarin, that when we say the flower, we mean the flower that grows on the fruit, Shalgavi Apitum, that grows on the fruit itself. I assume, I've never seen a remine growing. I assume the flower grows on the pitum. That's what he's coming, Lafuke, typical flowers.
One side of it had
well, that's hard, but I don't know if there's in it. There are leaves, soft leaves that grow there or not.
What about molasses?
What about molasses? Molasses that comes from the bark. Yeah, so that's like megafonum. When you have a sap of whatever type, that's not a fruit, right? That's olim alulavim gimel is. Of yainais, tamarais, kafishim, tzelef. Tzelef is a caper bush. You've all seen tzelef at the kaisel. The little bushes growing out are tzelef bushes. And they have, in addition to a fruit, they also have yainais. So yainais has a fruit.
What's the tajus love?
Caper bush.
What is the
Mishabura says in Samach Leikis make shahakal, and if you made with the other brachas, he says to make shahakal. The Avyainais tomorrow is a kafrisin, Sheltzlaf, Chayavim Barla, the Chayiv in Arla, because even though they're secondary fruits, but Medim are Mamurim Beretz Yisrael. Abuchutzlaras Avyainis Chayavim, that's the main fruit, is Chayiv, tomorrow is kafrisin Peturim, because these things are things that are a Safik, and Mamela, there's a Petur. So that's if Aleph Beis and Gimel, this is what they get, certainly Chutzlaretz. Everything but the fruit itself is pata from Arla. You want to use the wood, it's pata from Arla. Okay, so this is, as Yeridea goes, an easy sif aleph beis and gimel, barely a machlaikis here at all, just by tomorrow that don't ripe, and which doesn't come up so much. So we have a sort of an easy beginning to Hilchas Arla. There's one issue which I'd like to mention to you, which I find confusing, and that is the status of fruit trees where the fruits are not normally eaten. Now let me start. A regular tree, there's no arla. If it's not a fruit tree, there's no arla. Arla is only on fruit trees. A regular tree, there's no fruit, there's no arla. What about you're walking in the woods, there's a crab apple tree. Now, no, they're bitter apples. People don't usually eat them. Once in a while, people pick them, and they do eat them. The question is whether such fruits are chayiv in Arla. And there's a Chazonish quoted in the Derech Hamuna. Derech Hamuna, Hilchas Maaseh Sheni at the end has Dinei Arla. And Derech Hamuna in Perek Tes, Sivkat and Kuf Vav, quotes the Chazonish as saying that if roiv of a certain min are not used for eating, then it's not, there are no Dine Arla. That's what he says. It's not normally used for eating, it's edible, but he, like a crabapple tree, he says there are no Dine Arla.
Caper bushes people eat?
Now, they're the bushes, they eat the... In time of Chazal, they ate. The Ha'ara is quite a bit of Esroigim, Bizman Hazer. Esroigim today, as far as I know, are not eaten. What? You ever went and bought an esrog just for compote? Because people have left all the esrogim and they want to use it for a mitzvah.
It's the gula.
But our esrogim... What?
Esrogim has several years before you get an esrog.
No, but you can get a crop. I visited once in esrog paradise. They told me this section is roped off. It's the arla trees. And the arla trees in third year give a thing, and it's all even a fourth year as an issue. So we neman by esroigim dine arla apply, and the horror is given the chazanish's psak that things that are not usually eaten, there's no arla. The question is why it's that way that it applies. Now I do have to tell you, truth in disclosure. You know, at the end of the simin, there's a machaber, Sivchav Dalit, Hadaita Litzarech Mitzvah, Kagan Litzarech Lulav Ayesrit Chayiv. So if you plant it for a mitzvah, it's Chayiv. But that means a fruit tree that you plant, because it says earlier, if you plant it as a geder, if you plant a tree or bushes as a barrier, so it's part of Arla. If you plant for a mitzvah, it's Chayiv in Arla, but it means it's a fruit tree. The question is, why a Sreigim Bizman Hazeh are... have Dinei Arla, it's the Kubal that they do. If you Naman, this Psak of the Chazainish, that Arla only applies to things that are normally eaten. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but...
You mentioned that people do eat it. We don't eat it, but they fry them.
There are in Greece, there are people who eat it. It's true.
Used,
so I don't
know.
Used
for
mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Maybe in fact he used for a mitzvah. What? What's that?
I was told in Israel that the government permits the Esrog growers to use excessive pesticides on the Esrog that they don't allow for normal fruit. So you should never read an Esrog tree.
If that's the reason people don't eat it, I would agree with you. But I have a feeling people don't eat Esrog because our tastes are... We're much more picky in what we eat.
It's like broccoli.
What?
The way esrogim are eaten,
the way I read it, the way they're eaten in the places where they're eaten is like a French fry. They take the white is the meat, not the pulp. The white, and they fry it. They cut it into, they make French fries out of it. I don't know, don't knock it till you try it, but the real esrogim, the original esrogim, don't have a lot of pulp. The esrogim they have, the tavern, the esrogim are, have no pulp in the middle, mamish shemashu of pulp, and the meat is the white pulp. So if that's what someone suggested, if the chiddush is the mitzvah like achila, then you'd be right. I'm not sure that, right, we'll see if we get to Sif Chav Dalet.
Well, when he says later, it says we'll love him, we'll love on everything.
No, it means the tomorrow of the Lulav tree.
Tomorrow
means the tomorrow. But, okay. The Makar, the Chazanish. It's the Makar. The Chazanish says only a pri is chayim, not a shena pri. He defines pri as something normally prepared for food by human beings. How do you define when it's a pri and when it's not? This is the definition. This is the definition. Okay, now here there's one tumul which on the page is in the Beis Hillel. Many people I know have had Orla. Orla Shilas, even in New York, berry bushes or the like, and I tell them, just let it rot, and that's what they do. The problem is, there's a Mishnah in Tumura, and it's Beferish in the Rambam, and it's left out of Shulchan Aruch, where it says that Elu Heina Nisrafim, yes, certainly Suri Anah you have to burn, and it lists Orla among those that you have to burn. Mishnah Seif Tmura, Ha'orla Kaliya Kerem, Nimna Besach Elu Nisrafim. Zeloshena Mishnah, Elu Heina Nisrafim, Chometz Bepesach, Truma Tmeya, Ha'orla Kaliya Kerem. So, I was reading from the Beis Hillel who quotes the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that you have to burn Orla. And the Rambam brings it l'halacha. He counts it in the list of Machlas Machalas Asuras of Devarim and Nisrafim. So Me'elon Lo Shamanu, that somebody should we should mechayev someone to burn the fruits, or let's say the wood, not because the wood is not no dinei arla, but that someone should pick the fruits and burn them. We've never heard that there should be such a chiyev to burn arla. And the question is, why that should be so? Truma Temeya, the minig is not to burn. The minig is not to burn, just to throw out. Yeah, so what's the answer? Whatever the answer is there, the answer will be here. That's what you say. Okay, maybe. So maybe it's the same answer. There are two mahalchim in dealing with this. Darach HaShulchan here in Sivkot and Gimel. That's the Shaila. The Mishnah Eloh and Srafim sounds like you're supposed to take it and burn it. That's what it sounds like. But Lamaisa, Darach HaShulchan in Sivkot and Gimel, in the some cipher in the Tshuva, Yeridei Saisim and Reish Peivav, say, the cipher writes, I didn't see my rebellion that they were ever Mechayiv Srefa. He says that the din of Elohim and Nisrafim is a kula. That if you want to burn it, by Nisrafim, if you burn it, Afron Mutter. Once you burn Chametz, Afron Mutter, because you did the mitzvah. By things that are not a din of Nisrafim, Afron Asuk, Stasabana. So they learn that the din of Srefa is a din in, it's a kula that if you want you could burn it and you could do it. Now it's not Pashm Shah in the Mishnah, but alright, Arfa Shulchan is some cipher, that's what they say.
How do you
can't be nana from the Sreifa, but once it turns to Ash, you can have the nana from the Afer.
How do you differentiate the one that you're able to be
nana
from
that part? So that's how do you differentiate? That's the Sugi in Tamura. In Tamura, the Sugi in Tamura figures out from when it's Nisraf and when it's Nikfar. Now, there's a second mahalach, which is the Michas Chinuch. Mahalach, yeah, there's some safe in the Archa Shulchan, and the Michas Chinuch, and you go to Archa Shulchan. But I want to mention the Michas Chinuch, it touches on a Rav Chaim, which is a Yesodistik of Rav Chaim in Hilchas Arba. Rav Chaim has a Chakira. If the dinim of Arla of Chutz La'aretz, and the dinim of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, Tuluyim zebezet. We said Arlas Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Hakasiv. Arlas Chutz Laretz is Halacha Mishum Sinai. So Rav Chaim clears what the Pshat is. Is the Pshat? I will learn Pasha Pshat that the Arla is there's a din Arla. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hakasiv. The same din is not in Chutz Laretz from Halacha Mishum Sinai. Rav Chaim is titled a Machlekes Rishayim. He says no. It could be that two separate dinim, they happen to have the same name and similar rules, but loved after. The Yisoid of Dinei Arla, which says by Eretz Yisrael, applies in Chutz La'aretz from Malacha Moshe Mesinai, the Yisoid of the din. All the Arum that we learn out of other Gezeris HaKosos doesn't apply. The Mechas Chinuch says, this is the Kuli, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, it's on the Serafim. In Chutz La'aretz, it's not Nisrafim because wherever we learn out Nisrafim from, it's not part of Halacha Mishum Sinai. They're bezunder dinim. They're two separate dinim. That's how the Mechas Chinuch explains it, which is really Reb Chaim's clear on Arlas Chutz Laretz. He says the dinim are not necessarily totally zebizeh. And Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Macholos Asurais brings the Mechas Chinuch, shtels to the Reb Chaim. And okay, we're going to get to this next week because Reb Chaim is Taila, this Chakira in the two Shitas of Sivav, if Ravai applies in Chutz Laretz. As the Gemara says, Arla is not in Chutz Laretz. Does that mean the fourth year's rules apply? Some Rishonim say yes, some Rishonim say no. So those Rishonim who say no, Reb Chaim learns because the Halacha Mishum Sinai Chutz Laretz is Arla, it's not Ravai. What's that to a Ravai? Reb Chaim is explaining the chilek between the two. All right, that's how Reb Chaim is learning. So nafgamina between the Mechas Chinuch as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and some Seif is in Eretz Yisrael. According to Mechas Chinuch says, in Eretz Yisrael you would have to burn because he says only Petor Chutz Laretz. He says the Gezeres HaKosev still applies in Eretz Yisrael. And according to Rosh Hashanah, some cipher, it doesn't apply at all. So does anybody burn Orla in Eretz Yisrael? I have no idea. It says in some cipher that there's a minhag Hasidim to burn minhag Hasidus, I think, to burn Orla. It says Chutz La'aretz, but the Mikra Din you don't have to burn Orla. So I don't know in Eretz Yisrael, it's kind of shaykh they do it. I have no idea. Could be they do an whole ceremony and they get a day off from yeshiva, and like when they do. Whatever they do in Eretz Yisrael, they do in a grand eifin. I had here somebody, a man in the 70s, who lost a brother. He had to do chalitza. You know, a man in the 70s, do chalitza. You know, he said, you know, I'm visiting the kever in Eretz Yisrael. I'll do it in Eretz Yisrael when no one knows me. It'll be still. And it feels funny doing it here. So he calls me from Eretz Yisrael. He went to the Beis Din. So he told him it's $1,000, first of all. And they're renting a hall, and they're going to have the yeshivas come to watch, and bleachers. And so he calls me, he says, that's the cost of $1,000, and they're going to have bleachers. I'm that picture in the attend, you know, like they have the donkey by the Petah Hamar, me with the chalitza. You know. So I told him, listen, you come here, it won't cost you $1,000, we'll have a minion. I got it, took some boys from my shia to watch. And it says a minute to have a minion to be mafarsim that she's mutter. And we did it here. In Eretz Yisrael, they do every mitzvah in a grand oifen, you know, like this. So whether they burn the arla there, I'm not sure. Okay. What? Well, the Mesinach answers it better. He says, talking about Eretz Yisrael. Not talking about Chutz Laretz. The other Terutzim are answering that it means it's a heter, not a chiyuv. The problem is Kalei HaKerem is iskish. The Gemara says, how do you know you have to burn it? It's a hekish arla to Kalei HaKerem. But Kalei HaKerem, the Shulchan Aruch brings you have to burn Kalei HaKerem. And here it's a hekish to Kalei HaKerem, so the Beis Hillel speaks out. It's a problem with this answer. I don't know. So Seif has to fall back and say, Risi to Kol Rabbi Sai, that they're not knowing to burn it. You see, he says, it's got to be this way, but he struggles, really. It's a struggle to answer. Zorik has have yainis. So I hear. I don't know. Why does he say Zorik has have yainis? Same kasha. Smash, you don't have to burn it. I hear. Okay. Maybe some machlekes asugyas. I don't know. Okay. Between. So it has to shaila, is Netar Ravai part of Arla? Or it's a separate mitzvah of Netar Ravai? So those who hold Netar Ravai doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz hold it separate, that the Hakshav Sinai is Arla, it's not Netar Ravai. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Taisa's sheet is, no. Like you're saying, the Arla Netar Ravai is 1 4-year din. Okay, before you go to Siftal, there's one more Nidain, tremendous Chiddush of the Chazainish. Anybody remember from the Gemara, Arla is bottled by
1 in 200?
Because I'll say that Arla is bottled 1 in 200, and we find the same thing by Pidyon HaBen later. It's bottled 1 in 200. It's interesting thing that's really min be'inai minai, which is not shkiach. Min be'minai, it's bottled b'shishim. Okay, this is sugis haGemara. It's in Yeridaya. It's in Misadik Chesgrad. It's mentioned right in the beginning of Taruvis. That Kalei Kerem and Arla bottle 1 in 200. Comes along the Chazaynish. This is a Chiddush. Chazaynish in Dine Arla, at the end of Dine Arla, he has a Kitzer, rules of Arla. The Chazaynish writes that this din, that it's bottle 1 in 200, is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Chutz La'aretz, the halach is Suffolk Arla Mutter. He says it's bottle Chad B'Chad. If you have one Arla fruit and one non-Arla fruit that get mixed and you can't distinguish one from the other, that's Safik Arla. So he takes a Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't say any Chilat Yinai Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. If you don't happen to catch this Chazainish, you'll never have any idea. And he says this idea, this rule that it's Batul Chad B'Chad. So once he says it, it's Pashit. The Chazainish is Megal, it's Pashit. And if you have the time, Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Derech Amuna in the Agdoma to Perek Tes, in Perek Tes of Hilchas Maaseh Sheni is Dinei Arla. The Ram didn't make separate Dinei Arla. He put it at the end of Maaseh Sheni. There's the Agdoma to Perek Tes, which has a lot of the Klolim of Arla, and there he quotes this Chazainish as well without Chalkim. He says it's Batul Chad B'Chad. Safik 50-50 is Safik.
Two elders and one
non-elders. That's right. Right is a safek.
Which Gemara deals with Arla?
Mesech the Sod. Is Mishnah is Arla? It's a short Mesech Mishnah is in Zoram days. Oh. Yeah. What?
So why do we see Gimel?
Because if the Well, because Gimel is telling you that secondary fruits that are eaten, normal to eat them. Secondary does not have DNA. Only the primary fruit. They have yainis, which is the primary fruit, and well, it says in Eretz Yisrael the tamari is achayiv, and in Chutz La'aretz the secondary ones are potter. It's a suffix. If yainis is the pashta one, tamari is the chiddush.
Are you
letting them about that? The two b'basachas. That's all. He's machlekes to Rashi and the Rashba in Taruvis, I think, in Koftes. When things are batal, chad or chabetrei, are you allowed to eat all of them? You call it a shailuf if it's a nasa heter by batal. If it turns into heter, it's machlekes to Rashi and the Rashba. So
you have to take one out and throw it away. And
that's machlekes to Rashi and the Rashba. It's a chumrah d'rabban. Okay, Sivdalit. Now we go to the calculation of the years. So here, it's confusing unless you realize just a line in the first Mishnah of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The very first Mishnah, as you know, says Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein. You have four Rosh Hashanim. It starts with Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim Ol Malachim, goes to Elul, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema, Rav Elazar Shimonai Mirecha B'Tishrei. Then it goes to Echa B'Tishrei. The Mishnah counts for Echa B'Tishrei. It's a Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. You switch the year, Toshin Ayin Zayin, switches Rosh Hashanah. L'shmitim L'yayivlis, you all know Shemitim starts on Tishrei. And then it says, L'nitiyais, and L'yirakis, which is L'maisrais. L'nitiyais. Nitiyais means planting a tree. Then the Mishnah says, "Ilanais, it's a machlokes. They sell meshame. Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tubishvat." How do you learn the Mishnah? Trees is Tubishvat. Netiais means planting trees, right? Zeria is planting seeds. Netia is planting a tree. So how do you have two Rosh Hashanahs for trees? You have Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Tubishvat. The answer is. The answer is. Okay, we're going to see the days before in a minute. But the answer is that Rosh Hashanah for planting a tree is Tishrei. When you want to count the 3 years of Arla, you're planting it. It's not a tree yet. You're planting it. When you plant it, the clock ticks year one if you have a full year before Tishrei, not for Tu Bishrei. Year one goes by Tishrei. When you get to year three and Tishrei comes, you have to wait an additional, you have to wait till Tu Bishvat for the Heta to kick in. Because by then it's Ilanos. Nitiyos is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ilanos is Tu Bishvat. Now, you have to know by Ilan we go Basar Chanota. We go by the budding of the Yerok is Basar Lakita. Ilanis is Basar Chanota. So the year is determined at the end by the year in which the bud comes out. But the third year it goes by Tu Bishvat. It doesn't go by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so that's what it says in the Mechaber. Let's see the Mechaber. Gimel Shadim Halalu. Einam Nimnim Yayim Liyayim. It's not 354 days or 65 days times three. We go by the calendar. Shumasil Metishrei. Vim Nisabra Nisabra La Arla. And if there are 13 months, Arla gets an extra month. Ula Ravai, if there are 13 months in the Ravai year, the Ravai gets 13 months. Upaamim. Shainam Elish Teshanum Mem Dalad Yaim. Sometimes you could have 3 years, 44 days plus 2 years. So you have a Torah, that's three. I'll explain the 44 days in a minute. Upam Hashem Yisayim HaGimel Shanim. It could take more than 3 years to get 3 years. Ketzer. Nota Mikoidim Tez Zayin Ba'av. Now let me explain Tez Zayin Ba'av. We say Stoma, it takes a tree 2 weeks to develop roots. What exactly is a root? I'm not 100% sure. But it takes 2 weeks to develop a shayrish, a root. And then you need Shloshim Shayim B'Shana Chashu Shana. To be counted as a year, you need 30 days. So 30 plus 2 weeks is Tezayim Ba'av. El is only 29 days. So you need 2 weeks plus a day. So it's the 16th of Av. Shanishra Adai Mem Yedalad Yayim Ad Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Kinishigir Rosh Chodesh Tishrei also Lashana. Umayna Oid Shtei Shana. Then next Tishrei is year 2. Next Tishrei is year 3. Imnata b'yom tezayin. So then you get year 3. Now, imnata b'yom tezayin b'yom tezayin ve'elach. If you planted it less than 44 days before, then it's a chumrah. Then my Rosh Chodesh Tishrei haba. Then you need a year and 43 days to get year 1. And then gimel shadim, 2 more years, shadim shleimim. You're going to need 3 full years plus 43 days. That's not enough. L'ach Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, shoshan revi'is, anything that buds before Tu Bishvat, Yesham Gamdin Arloi. At the end, you need till Tu Bishvat. Even though they're fully grown later, we go for Sachanata. Not to buy the Tu Bishvat, Shoshana Revias, the Tu Bishvat Shana Chamishis, Nikram Revai, that's the fourth year. Like Tu Bishvat Shoshana Chamishis, Haim, Chulin Gemurim. So we have here a Kulin Achumra. The idea that the year is a calendar year. It's from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. You need 30 days plus 14 days. It applies. Glad that Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that the 14 days is stoma. If someone sees that he planted a tree and it's taking root after 10 days, that's fine. If I care, if he planted 14 days, he sees it's not taking root, then it's not fine. Stoma, we assume Yadalag Yaim is a shear when it takes root. But if we can take a look at it.
Why do we really call it 2 years? Wait till the Tu Bishvat.
It's 2 years, 44 days, plus till Tu Bishvat.
Plus
till Tu Bishvat, right.
Right.
So, okay.
In the winter, so
okay, so the Shach here brings the Rosh. The Rosh says that B'medina Seinu, It's not shchiach, this whole shaila. The Taz brings it as well, and in Taz of cotton tass, pirish, and nechdotem achakach, kosem rosh, bilchasar la yira, in our countries, ein chanita b'shum ilan, kaidin tu b'shrat. We don't see in our countries that blossoms, even Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when we make a bracha, we have to see if it's blossoming. Therefore, we don't put our head into the calendar so much, because in our Medinas, it's not Shchiach at all. Grad Darach HaShulchan writes that in Russia and in Litva, it's much later than that, because there are Medinas HaKarais. Nothing happens in the winter. He writes it doesn't even take root. In the Medinas HaKarais, it doesn't take root. So it's important to know these halachas because they're Torah, but it doesn't make all that much of a difference in a practical sense.
But Rabbi, if it was less than 44 days before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go to the next Tishrei.
Right.
So which two Bishvat are you going to now?
Okay. So the way I'm saying so far, you end up losing on both ends of the cheshbon. The way we learned so far, when you go with this 44 day cheshbon. So if you did 43 days, so you get 43 days that don't help you, then Tishrei to Tishrei, 3 full years. So you have 3 full years plus 43 days in the beginning, plus Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, 15 days of Shvat, 40 months on the end. So you're ending up with 3 years, 43 days in the beginning, 40 months at the end. Now the Rambam holds that Trei Chumrei Loi Machmerinu. We don't dump 2 chumras on a person, these 2 chumras together, and we don't say the 2 together. Mechamer brings it in Sifhei. Hadam Rinan, Shilacha, Resh Chedesh Tishrei, Shana Revias, Kalper, Shechadu, Kaidim, Tu Bishvat, Yesham Gam Kein Din Arla. This chumra we said on the far end, that Tishrei is not enough, you need till Tu Bishvat. He says, Abishin Bar Machach, Dafkam in the Tia Sheikalno Alebet Chilasa. That's only on something where you didn't have 3 full years. You were making on the 44 days. Shekivet shavu olam em dalad yaim also leishana afika chichmar olav b'sayfa halav hachilai. But the 2 chumras together, he has 3 full years in the middle, plus 43 days in the beginning, plus Tu Bishvat at the end. The Rambam says the 3 chumras leimach merinan, and the Rama and the Machabe says the yeshayimrim the leishna. And there's some who say that there's no difference. We're machmir the 2 chumras. Nobody says a psak lemaisa because I told you in our countries it's not the derech for things to take root or to blossom then. But this machlokes is the Rambam and the other Rishonim.
Would be that Tishrei never became mutter. In that case,
Tishrei overcome mutter. Right. You're not machmir the 2 chumras together.
41 days before, counted as a year. There was 43 days in all. So could you say 1 month? What does that have to be 43 days before Rosh Hashanah?
Could be how many days before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore what?
When Rosh Hashanah comes up, and they are
the test. So that's called the Kula B'Tchilasa.
It's the same Kula as the 44 days. If it's not 44, it's 144.
Okay, there's a Kula that needs clarity in this Rambam. The Rambam says that when are we machmir at the end? When we were mekel in the beginning. So I spoke an easy case. If you're not Mekel in the beginning, you're thinking 43 days before, 42, 41. So then you have 3 full years, and then you don't need till Tu Bishvat at the far end. The question is, how much time before is considered a kula? How much before is considered a kula? If I did it 44 days before, it's a kula. It's not a full year. What about 60 days before, 80 days before, 144 days? Maybe 200 days before, maybe that's also a kula. Till what point do we consider a kula? So the Gra here, in Sifkat Yud Gimel, deals with this, with a bit of an arichus, but he sticks to what he says in the first line, that in year one, any time from Tu Bishvat Ve'eloch is called a kula b'tfilasa. That's what he says in the first line of Yud Gimel. Rambam, Ubir Sham, Shinata, Tu Bishvat Ve'eloch, Ad Mem Da'al Yom Kaidim, Rosh Hashanah, Chashvinan, at Tu Bishvat, Shel Revisa. Now it's from Tu Bishvat, that'll be 3 full years. It's 3 full years, Tu Bishvat, you planted it before Tu Bishvat. So there's no Kula B'Tfilasa, so it's Tu Bishvat, 3 years, it's 3 years. But But if you planted it earlier than that, then that's considered a full year, and that would not machmir lo b'tchilasa. So just like from Tishrei, 3 full years, the same thing on this end.
Why would I just think rov?
Rov of a year. Why don't you say rov? Where do you find rov of a shana as a shana? Do you find such a thing? Rov of a shana. I'm trying to think. What? Yeah. That's what's coming to Rabbanan.
We have chaydish.
No, maybe rov. Gemara is a machlekes. If you have mecha b'shana, chash b'shana, shleishi yamin, chash b'shana, 2 weeks. Why don't we go with rov of a shana? Because it's 3 full years by Tishrei. Now you have to wait longer. The way I understand Bilan, once it's an Ilan, you need 2 Bishvat. But it definitely comes out of Chumrah. I understand what you're saying. It's a Shor of the Rambam that once you have the 3 full calendar years, you don't need 2 Bishvat. I'm not sure the lumdis of the Rambam, but Lamaisa, that's what he says. So, what? Halacha. Oh, and Sifhei, so Chutzlar, it's Wamekel. We pass it to Rebbe. Machestam, Bakach Malchaikis, we pass it like the Stam, like the Rambam, who's Mekel. In any way, Chutzlar, it's Wamekel. In Dina Yarla, Wamekel, in any event.
Okay.
What? That's interesting. This is when you plant a seed. We're going to learn later. Today, people plant saplings. They take young trees. Already in the time of the Gemara. The Gemara says that a field, Esenatias, that's normal to have 10 trees in a field when they're Yolodos, when they're small trees. When there's a Kenos, it's 3 in a Besar. So what happened to the other 7? When they're young trees, it's 10 in the Beinu. When they're old trees, it's 3. They move them. They move the trees with the earth. So we're going to get to that later in the Simin about replanting trees, how the Cheshbainos of trees go. Now, Sivav is Dine Neta Ravai. So I'd like to go through it quickly. The bottom line is defined. There's a Tosfos in Kedushin Beis Amid Beis. Now, most people learn Kedushin Beis Amid Beis, but the sugyas have nothing to do with Kedushin, we go over quickly. So it says, Ba'arba b'shleisha d'rachim shaveh esri g'ilan, v'derech echad l'yorakis. So it talks about Arlan, Shmita, and all these things that really, when you're studying Kedushin in Yeshiva, you're focused on sugyas of Kedushin. But there is a tesis there that brings the Shah machlaikis all over Shas, a very unique machlaikis. Amayroim, if Neter Ravaitanan or Kerem Ravaitanan. They're actually arguing about the Girsa of all the Mishnayis and all the Brises that talk about a 4th year. 3 years is Arla. The 4th year, the produce is like Maisa Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you can be paid. What is that talking about? Some hold Neter Ravaitanan in Brachas, Slav and Hamid Beis. You have the first place in Shas, you have the Machlaikis. If Neter Ravaitanan applies to all planted trees, or if Kerem Ravaitanan, no, it applies only to vineyards and nothing else. So here, Tosfos says that since Arla and Eretz Yisrael is Deiraisa, Eretz Yisrael, we're Machmir, you look at a product, it says, in the Hechsher, Noki Mechshash Arla V'Ravai. In Chutz La'aretz, we're Mekel. Even if you know for sure it's the 4th year of your blueberry bush or your apple tree, we're Mekel totally in the 4th year. That's Tosfos' Shita, that it's part of Halacha Mishum Sinai, that Safek Arla B'Chutz La'aretz Mutter, that the Machlaikis is Neter Ravaitanan or Ker Ravaitanan, we're Mekel. There's another Machlaikis Rishainim, and that is Bechlau. If there's Dinei Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, even by a Kerem. This is where the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Machalos Asuras is. Reb Chaim says that there some Rishayim learn that the Halacha Moshe Messina of Chutz La'aretz is only Arla, it's not Ravai. It doesn't fall into the Torah's rule of Revai. It's a separate din of Chutz La'aretz. It's only Arla. So it turns out we have two possible reasons to be making a Chutz La'aretz. Either because there's no Revai anyway, or because Kerem Revai Tanan, Nafkamina,
the
Kerem. If you hold that there's no Revai B'chal Chutz La'aretz, then the Kerem is Mutter. Oh, there is, then it's also. This is basically the Mechaber. Let's read it. Let's see what the Mechaber says. Peris Revai, Yesham Din Maisa Sheini L'chol Davar, Ubizman Abayis, so Yitzrichan La'aloi Samli Rishalayim La'achlan Sham. The word Bizman Abayis is really very schwer, because they have Paraduma for a long time after Zman Abayis, but alright, we'll learn what it says. Bizman Abayis, Ho Yitzrichan La'aloi Samli Rishalayim La'achlan Sham, Eilifdaisim Al'alas Abidin Sham. They mutarim biyad achar apidyon. When you paid it, it becomes mutter. It's not like you don't have to wait a period of time. It's mutter right away. Nowadays, that we don't go up to Yerushalayim, and today we could go to Yerushalayim, but we can't eat them. It's the betara. Paidin oisam achar sheyigmaru. We paid them after. I think so. We'll see. Paid them oisam achashi yigmaru. We paid them after they're finished. V'yitlashu. Okay, v'yitlashu. We'll talk about next week. Sounds here you can't be paid it when it's on the tree. Why can't you paid it on the tree? V'yitlashu. Revai is only if it falls off the tree. When it's on the tree, there's no revai. I don't know. V'yachal liftais es kulam b'shava pruta. Okay, this is the big chiddush. In dinei ma'aser sheni also. That you could be paid $1 million worth of fruit on one shava pruta.
Wow.
What's the hezber? We need a hezber in that. Afilayim rabim. And then yashlecha pruta liyamagadol. You throw the pruta into the sea. It doesn't say yamamelach here. It says yamagadol. And oy, or what is that word? Yisachakeno or yishachakeno?
Yishachakeno. You know.
There's a rule when you get mixed up shin and sin. If you're like me, you get mixed up. When you get mixed up shin and sin, people get mixed up is because there is a word the other way. And the word the other way, you know, schaik, everyone knows is a sin, is laughing. Obviously, it doesn't mean you laugh at it. So it's yishach keno. The things that people get confused about, it's the best way to remember it. What? A litvak has no problem. I always, to search, lechapei osa. The Pesel Chapesh. How do you remember that? Chafshi, everyone knows Chafshi is free.
Yeah.
So it's the Chapesh, right? The other word. People only get confusion and sin are words that go both ways. It's a good way to remember. If you're like me, you forget everything. You need some money. What? Kevesh and Kevesh.
Well, that's either way. That's either way is good.
We know
how
everyone
is Tamar and Devorah. Anyway, let's finish up. The Yavara Pishas Pinya, Shom says, if it's Yavara Pinya Ravai, you get a bracha. Or you have to be Perish, you shove a pruta, Shu Echa Melam Beis, Bamar Kesef, Shu Ashbira, Adamin Ashbira, Shu Shekel Tesa and Garine Saira, Shu Ravid Ram, U Matbea Regila Bedine Seilu Achasi Viner, Or Yosef Bishav a pruta, Paidin Alav, Paris survived Petur Malekat Shikha Valilais and the Pata from other things. So Siv Vav just says the dinner of Ravai. Siv Zayin goes into, I guess we'll have to leave for next week, what I told you before about Chutzpah.